Now in the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting and with sackcloth and earth upon them. And in every province, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, there was great mourning among the Jews, and fasting, and weeping, and wailing, and many lay in sackcloth and ashes. So as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled myself with fasting, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom. When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that was to my reproach. My knees are weak through fasting, and my flesh faileth of fatness. Therefore go thou, and read in the roll which thou hast written from my mouth, the words of the Lord in the ears of the people in the Lord's house upon the fasting day. And also thou shalt read them in the ears of all Judah that come out of their cities. Then the king went to his palace, and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. And I set my face unto the Lord God, to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. Therefore also now, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning. Then Jesus called his disciples unto him, and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days, and have nothing to eat. And I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. And if I send them away fasting to their own houses, they will faint by the way, for divers of them came from far. And he said unto them, This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house. And behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing, and said, And when they had ordained them elders in every church, and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed. And while the day was coming on, Paul besought them all to take meat, saying, This day is the 14th day that ye have tarried in continued fasting, having taken nothing. Defraud ye not one the other, except it be with consent for a time, that ye may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your incontinency.